So if you're a website owner, you may well have a blog. And if you have a blog, the chances are you have a WordPress blog. They certainly seem to be pretty everywhere at the moment, don't they? It's very hard to get away from WordPress. So if you've got WordPress and you want to add a piece of functionality to the site, what do? The chances are you install a plugin. But getting plugins is always a risky business. There's a massive security risk. Basically, you're running PHP on your server that could do pretty much anything, like wipe your entire WordPress site. But let's set that aside for a minute and go, well, how do you go about choosing a WordPress plugin? Well, the first thing I'd say is if you possibly can, avoid using a plugin at all. The more plugins that you install, the greater chance that they're going to conflict with one another or slow down the server or whatever else. And it's amazing how much can be achieved without a plugin, especially if you have a guy that knows a bit about WordPress on hand to help you out. But let's say then you've had to use a plugin for whatever reason. The next step is to establish which plugin, if any, is right for you. And there's a load of different things that you can do to make sure you get the right kind of plugin. First of all, I always look for a plugin that actually has an ability to customize the code that's outputted by it. The trouble is that so often plugins write their own kind of code that doesn't always look very good, and it's not very semantic, and it doesn't work particularly well with your website. So try and find a plugin where you can influence the code that's being outputted. Second thing I would encourage you to do is go and look at the rating for that particular plugin. But not just the rating, how many people have rated it. If there are a lot of people saying that this plugin is good and reliable, then the chances are it probably is. But if you see a really good high rating score where only 3 or 4 people have rated it, then I would be a little bit more suspicious about the reliability of that score. After you've looked at the rating, you might also want to look at when was the plugin last updated. If a plugin is updated on a regular basis, then you know that that plugin is being maintained and looked after, and probably that if you've got a question or query, you're going to get a reasonably quick response from the developer behind it. Also, you know that when a new version of WordPress comes out and the plugin is broken by that new version of WordPress, that there'll be a update to the plugin that will keep it working. So you've looked at the rating, you've looked at how often it's been updated. You also want to look at the support queries that go alongside it. How often are those support queries answered by the developer? How many of them are there? What kind of questions are they asking? Are you going to be able to get the help that you need alongside that? And finally, whatever you do, don't take a WordPress plugin from outside of WordPress.org, because you never know what those plugins are going to be about. At least the ones in WordPress.org are looked at and monitored, and to ensure that they're not going to be particularly harmful. But getting stuff straight off of Google has all kinds of potential problems associated with it. So there's a little bit of advice about finding the right WordPress plugin to solve your problem. Hopefully it'll help.